I'm Simon Pryor and I'm working with the Whitley Oral History Project, and I'm with Peter van Tongeren at his home on 15th of April 2014. Peter, can you tell me a little bit about how you came to Great Whitley?
Yeah, I came a long way round. I was born in Holland and my father worked for Shell and came over to England in 1955. And after I did my schooling and I went to agricultural college in Chelmsford, I met Julia and we got married and lived and worked in Kent for 2 or 3 years. And we both decided that Kent wasn't the place for us. So we lived in Kent for 2 or 3 years and we both decided that Kent wasn't really the place that we wanted to stay. So we started looking around the country for other fruit growing jobs. And we applied to 2 jobs, up in one in Herefordshire and one in Worcestershire. And the first job was near Ross-on-Wye. And I went for an interview and with a fruit grower, funnily enough, who was a Dutchman. And he gave me a talk about the trees and shoved a pair of secateurs in my hand and said, "What would you do about this?" So I did what I thought was right. And then he tore off me off a strip and said, "Oh, that's all wrong. That can't be good." And I thought, "Oh, I don't like this chap at all. And he's not going to sort of be the one I'd like to work with." And then I drove an hour up the road to Great Whitley here and met the Colonel, as we call him, Colonel Donald Hillwick Smith and his wife, Frances. And the trees here were old, mildew on the trees. There was mistletoe growing on the trees and they looked really unkept, but he sort of said, "Come in, have a drink, let's have a meal together." And we had a great meal together and he sort of said, "Do you think you could look after this place?" And I said, "Well, I'll have a go." And he said, "Right." He said, "Well, if you'd like to start next month, that would be great, and we can put you up and we can put you in the caravan." And so I just chose the job because he was the right sort of person I could get on with. He was friendly and very kind. So in April 30th, 1980, we moved everything up, including our cat, from Kent, and we moved into the caravan in Great Whitley on the Red Marley Orchards.